Thank you, Madam Chair. Same as Germany, I would like to stress what is going on in Czechia at the national level. As I mentioned in my previous intervention, there was a large barr beetle outbreak as a consequence of drought episodes since 2015. And we probably reached the peak of the outbreak in 2020 with about 36 million cubic meters of removals, out of which 95% was attributed to sanitary logging. So it was quite a big crisis because the overall level or the removals was twice as high as the normal level. But it has also consequence or a follow-up to this crisis, that is adaptation measures, especially changing tree species composition. So, so while reforesting those damaged areas, there is a big change of tree species composition now. There is a so you can even now see in the age class. Up to 20 years, that it consists of 57% of broadleaves and 43% of conifers. So there is complete change compared to the past. And in 2021, we reforested about 50,000 hectares of forest land, which is again twice as high as normal level before the barr beetle calamity. I would like to comment on the reporting and the data which are available. And I agree that, for example, those changes have not yet been reflected in, for example, the data on growing stock volume. So there is a kind of a time lag or a delay between the damage caused and the reporting itself, because there are different data sources, like, for example, forest management plans in our case, or national forest inventory. But this is, let's say, periodic monitoring, so there is always time, like let's say, of up to 5 years before the damage is caused, and the moment when it's really reflected in the reporting. And of course, it led also to a huge development in monitoring methods. So we are using more and more remote sensing methods, but of course they have their limitations, and they are suitable to monitor, for example, areas or even let's say areas of damaged forest or standing dry forest stands, but they are not useful for monitoring of growing stock volume, for example. So there is a difference between the monitoring on areas and then volumes. Maybe I would like also mention that we should have in mind the work being done on different fora, such as Forest Europe and its attempts to create forest risk knowledge mechanisms. So I would call for using, let's say, synergies with this work. Yes, thank you. That's what I wanted to point out.